Okay, I'm joined now in the studio by Jakub Buinaia. He's a Trinity College postgraduate student and he's doing some research into Irish identity and what it is to be Irish. Good morning, Jakub, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Jakub, I suppose we all have an idea of what we think Irish is and Irishness, but we'll kind of start at the beginning with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, Jakub Buinaia, you're not from around these parts, are you?
I'm born and raised in Monkstown. South side of the city.
Your heritage is?
My heritage, I'm half Irish, half Tunisian.
Ah, excellent. I was just trying to get to the origins of the name. It's such an unusual name because when I saw the first actually here, I was, how do I even, you know? And I thought the origins of, that's a very unusual, it's not a name you come across every day. So I was curious So, you contacted us last week. You said you come in. Want to start a focus group on the discussion on Irishness. Explain what that's all about.
Up till this point, I've conducted several focus group discussions with groups from around Dublin and outside of Dublin also. I'm hoping to also recruit other participants to join in this deliberation on what it means to be Irish and what Irish identity or Irishness actually means to them.
Yeah, and I suppose I think my experience would be, I think we're probably accustomed to it now, or we've probably just become, I think our idea of Irishness is the same as everyone else's idea of Irishness. I don't know whether we uniquely have a different opinion of what Irishness is. I think, you know, we have the, I've had many discussion with people from overseas how they have the stereotypical drunken Paddy Wackery opinion of us, but I think even ourselves we've got to the point where we think that's what Irishness is.
Sure.
You know, so what kind of areas, what would be the focus and what would you be hoping that you'd achieve by talking to these people?
Well, essentially, yes, I'm hoping to explore how people construct their own identities, how we make our identities, particularly within contemporary Irish society. So I would be looking at things like ethnicity, identity and citizenship. I would ask questions like, what are the characteristics of Irishness? Or I might ask, what does it mean to be Irish? So in a way, they sound straightforward questions, but they are actually quite complex when you start to discuss them amongst your peers or amongst people who perceive themselves to be Irish. It becomes more complex than we necessarily think it is.
Yeah, very complex, you know, if we can find a difficult way, we take it.
Exactly.
Okay, so the reason you contacted us is you're looking for people to volunteer to take part in your discussion groups and everything else. What would the discussion groups involve?
Well, the discussion groups would entail, it would be for about 2 hours. It would entail myself and several other people getting together. I would ask questions to the group and they would be able to respond to the questions. But also within a discussion group, I have a multimedia presentation that I've already constructed. It involves one-to-one interviews with other people who identify themselves as Irish, and it reveals some very interesting or fascinating aspects in relation to that. So the participants in the focus group discussions would watch the multimedia presentation and then we would discuss issues relating to Irish identity further.
And where if people want to get involved in your discussion groups and the what you have going on, where would they be hosting the events and the discussions? Where would they be taking place?
Well, up till now, I've gone to locations, so I've been able to bring some of the required equipment with me, and I would just go on location, if a room can be provided or that kind of thing. Alternatively, I'm liaising with Dublin City Council, and I'm sure I'd be able to organise a space that would be suitable if people wanted to come into the city centre or that kind of thing.
Yeah. So you say you've had some of these discussions already, you've spoke to some people. Are you finding, well, obviously people's opinions differ, but are you finding diversely different opinions depending on what part of the city maybe you're talking to people from?
I guess that's very interesting. What I've noticed is that there are a lot of similarities. There are a lot of superficial similarities in how people construct or perceive themselves and their Irish identity. But what I'm also noticing are subtle differences that are quite broad. So I'm also, it's not necessarily contained within Dublin, the Dublin city area. So I've also looked at focus. I've also hosted focus group discussions in Limerick and Belfast.
Oh, okay.
So there are subtle differences there. Obviously, I would be very keen to incorporate as many different voices into the project as possible.
Yeah. And just there, you mentioned Belfast. It came to me straight away. Did you get a cross community kind of section or?
In that instance, I didn't really. Yeah. However, what was revealing was notions of Irishness from a Northern Irish perspective.
Yes.
So it opened up new dilemmas that perhaps we wouldn't discuss in Southern Ireland, or we wouldn't articulate.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, they tend to think that Loyalists, Unionists would consider themselves not Irish at all, whereas Nationalists, Republicans were staunchly Irish. Well, it's not always the case. People on both sides consider themselves either British or Irish.
Sure.
So that's why I was asking you, did you get a cross-community feel? Because I mean, imagine there's people who we wouldn't perceive as necessarily thinking that they're Irish, who would consider themselves staunchly Irish.
Sure.
But they are, you know, Loyalists or whatever, from that kind of community. Okay, if you got people interested, and what do they need to do, the people who would like to take part, if they were interested in taking part in your discussions?
Ideally, the difficulty for me is that I'm not looking to do one-to-one interviews. I'm hoping that I can get a group of people together. So ideally, if they can gather a few friends, or if they're part of an organisation, if they can bring people together, and provide me with perhaps a list of potential contacts, and then even provide me with a selection of dates that might be suitable for them, and a preferred location.
Yeah, absolutely preferred location for them. What kind of made you kind of go down this road? What was your inspiration,
I suppose my personal motivation would be that I think a core issue in relation to the trajectory of Ireland and contemporary Irish society, a core underlying issue that isn't really being adequately considered, I don't think, at a political level or at the level of the nation state, is a consideration of the foundational understanding of what it means to actually be Irish.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the driving reasons. I also think, from yet my personal perspective and elements, I'm definitely bringing that into the project.
Absolutely.
And I'm of the personal opinion that research like this is always subjective. So I think bringing that on board makes it, you know, quite suitable.
Yeah. It's probably an obvious question, but have you heard anything or come across opinions that have really surprised you? You know, really, when somebody has said something, you've said to yourself, God, where did that come from? I would have never expected someone equated Irishness with this.
I think the most interesting results that I've come across so far from focus group discussions that I've hosted have been from young people. I think they've really challenged fixed notions of Irishness, and they're very keen to allow for a more inclusive notion of what Irishness means.
Well, the young people too, they're more of a global generation now. They're probably, you know, the young people now, maybe the teenagers, they're the first kind of generation that have grown up in such a small world where they've access to information, they've access to stuff where, even, I mean, I don't consider myself an old man, I'm only 45, but when I was growing up in the 80s or whatever, if you had a pen pal, that was about as much of the world you knew about.
Exactly.
So I suppose, as the generations grow, and especially this generation now, their aspect on the world and their aspect on their Irishness will be seen from a more of a global point of view.
Indeed.
Yeah. It'd be very interesting. Now, how long is your research going to go on for? Is there an ultimate end goal?
I've conducted a pilot study as part of my master's, and I'm midway through my PhD. So I'm hoping to finish up in 2016. Ideally, what I'm hoping to do is also have an exhibition that would be accessible to the public. So I would hope that not only in participating in the focus group discussions, but also if participants were willing, I would take their photographs, mm-hmm. and these portraits would add to the exhibition that would be hosted in 2016.
Well, of course, 2016 is going to be a uniquely Irish year for us anyway. Certainly, we don't know this far out exactly what, but I would imagine there would be a huge emphasis on commemorations and celebrations. So it would be a good time. So mm-hmm. if people want to get involved and people are listening and they really like to take part in your discussion groups, what are their contact details? Can they get you?
I suppose if they could phone or text me, I can give you my number, shall I? Or?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, if you're happy enough to give it out, yeah.
It's 087-987-4004. Alternatively, if they want to email me, they can email me at bouaynyj@tcd.ie.
Yeah, well, Jakob, it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fascinating. And we'd love to maybe have you back in a year's time and maybe talk to us. I know a year sounds a long time away, but it's not really.
It moves fast.
Especially when you're moving towards an end goal and it's getting closer and closer, I would imagine. And, you know, let us know how you've got on. And hopefully, you know, you'll get a lot of volunteers, because I think it's a unique opportunity for people to go out there and express how they feel about their Irishness and their nationality and everything to do with Ireland and this little small nation, because we've had a bit of a hammering over the last couple of years.
I think so.
And there's no one better than ourselves to run ourselves down. So it's great to see somebody who's going to give us the opportunity to talk ourselves up a bit, because we're not good at that. Mm-hmm. We're genuinely most of the time not good at talking ourselves up. But I don't think we're much happier at shooting ourselves down. Okay, Jakob, listen, thanks very much for coming in. We wish you every success with your studies and with your discussions. And please do keep in touch with us and get back on to us and let us know how you're getting on. Thanks very much, Jakob.
Thank you.
Jakob Boy Naya.
Perfect.
We have some music now.